Laura McKenzie has long been in the forefront of Twin Cities Scottish traditional music. She sings and plays the pipes, flutes, whistles, and concertina, and calls her work traditional wind-powered music. But Laura has a whole new thing going, a 10-piece band with jazz horns plus dancers called Brass Lassie. The group debuted last July at Minnesota Scottish Fair and plays again at Celtic Junction in St. Paul, Saturday, November 5th at 7:30. Laura, a 10-piece Scottish group? Where does the idea come from?
Well, my inspiration, very honestly speaking, was the French-Canadian group La Boutine Souriante, who kind of pioneered, I think, this idea of having the horn section with traditional dance music. And that was a couple of decades ago, actually, that I was inspired by them. I've never heard or found any other band quite like them. So I think that this new ensemble, Brass Lassie, it will be fairly unique.
It must be quite an undertaking to go from a small group arrangement to the 10-piece jazzy arrangement. Could we compare a tune that you play both ways?
Well, this is a piece called Grianach, which in Scots Gaelic means sunny. And it was just a tune, a simple tune without any harmonization that I made up some time ago. And my friends put some arrangement to it with piano and a fiddle, which was also just playing the same melody with me in our old group Macha Tree.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of that. Laura, that's your trio arrangement of Grianach, but you also play that with the 10-piece group, Brass Lassie. Now, how did you go from one to the other?
Well, when I wanted to start this large group, I was collaborating with a jazz musician and a jazz arranger and educator. We wanted to look at some original tunes that were written in a traditional style, like my tune Grianach, as a basis. And so I brought up that tune to this arranger, and he took it and gave it kind of a jazz stamp in what he built for the horn section to play.
How does it make you feel when you listen to a recording of Brass Lassie? I know you helped create this music, but listening to Scottish music with a horn section is a new experience for everyone, and I bet including you.
Yes, it is new for me, and I am thrilled and also just kind of amazed when I hear some of the live recordings from our debut gig, because I wonder even now, how did I ever even think of that? I've just been imagining this music with the horn section for many years, and I'm not quite sure what snapped this year. I thought, it must be done. It must be done. And so I've been collaborating with the horn arranger, Peter Enbloom, to make this happen.
Laura, you performed with Brass Lassie at the Minnesota Scottish Fair a few months ago. What was the reaction like?
As you might imagine, I was wondering how it would go over. No one would have heard anything like this at the Minnesota Scottish Fair or anywhere else in town. And if they were just coming to hear traditional music, they might be uncomfortable, but they were thrilled. The crowd was thrilled, and so were we. I felt like it was an absolutely triumphant debut.
Laura McKenzie leads Brass Lassie into Celtic Junction in St. Paul, Saturday night, November 5th at 7:30 p.m. For information, Laura McKenzie, McKenzieMAC.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.